Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
So let me say it again. The process is the act or the action of preparing something, changing something, and treating a thing, whether it is foods or natural substances, as a part of an industrial operation.
Bishop Clark asks the question, what is the process associated with people coming to leadership positions?
You got to see that the process that you're going through now for your next, God is trying to get you involved into a bigger scheme.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching us the concept of the next, which is an acronym meaning new experiences, X factor, and timing. Grab your Bibles and let's turn again to Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, as Bishop Clark begins the message, processing you for next.
So as I share tonight from this message, processing you for next, I want to let you know what the acronym NEXT is. Please write it down. It means new experiences. What's next? New experiences. Also add the X factor. That's that which you can't calculate. And the timing of God. The timing of God. When we talk about the process, processing you. Think about a washing machine. It goes through a process or a cycle to wash. We have, not only do we wash the clothes, we have to add detergent in it, but the washing machine takes it through a cycle, a spin cycle, a back and forth type to wash it, to get all of the impurities out of the fabric. And then it goes through a spinning and a rinsing type cycle as well, until it spins out the impurities and leaves a fresh scent in your clothes. And then you're not done yet. You just got to spend a little bit more to get all of the damp, the liquid out. And then we put it in the dryer and it's got the dry out. And so the process can be very, if you heard what the cloth is saying, the process sometimes is hard to deal with. But yet God has us going through it. Sometimes the process, we want to throw it away. But if you want to get real clean and ironed out real good, allow God to take you through the process. We are the process. We are the what are the processes associated with leadership today? With leadership positions. As God transitions us into our next, listen, all of you, all of us are leaders to some degree, whether you're a parent, an employer, or someone that's running a business, or just a community organizer, you're a leader to some degree. You say, well, I don't really claim to be a leader. Somebody's watching you. Somebody younger than you, someone less experienced than you is watching you. And so what are the processes associated with people who are coming to leadership positions? If you're taking notes, write it down. We deal with next. Before we deal with next, let's talk about processing. Processing is the act or the action of preparing something or changing something or treating a thing. Whatever that thing is, if it's food, if you're processing food or thing, you are, it is the act or the action of preparing it or changing it or treating a thing, whether it is food or natural substances, as a part, listen to me, as a part of industrial operations. You're treating it as it has become, as it were, industrial operations. What do you mean by that? Let me say it again. The process is, or processing something is the act or the action of preparing a thing, changing a thing, or treating a thing, whether it is food or a natural substance, as a part of an industrial operation. Let me break it down. When you think about manufacturing something, okay? Manufacturing, you got to think about a wholesaler. You got to think, we got to think about the manufacturer. You got to think about a wholesaler and then a retailer. Usually we go to Dillard's, the retailer, to buy something, but it didn't start at Dillard's. It started with a manufacturer. Started with someone who created it and worked it out, made sure that it the item had quality with it, made sure that the item was created, it was done with some type of engineering, or someone investigated to make sure that it was quality. And then it goes from the manufacturer to the wholesaler. And then the wholesaler does what he does, add a little bit more price to it. Then it goes to a retailer, and we go to the retail store and buy that top dollar. And think, because it's a sale, that we're getting over. But a lot of times the sale isn't getting over. They made it for pennies, but we're paying big dollars for it. Ooh, I got this for $30. It really costs $5 to make. Somebody's making a lot of money. And then when I ask for $100, what? That's too much. But we go we go to dealers all of the time and give them a whole lot more money than they deserve. Glory to God. But that's how things work. You need to know that. How does economies work? How does money work? Actually, before there was an economy, people used to trade goods and services. In other words, some person would have cotton, another person have corn. So they would, I'll give you X number of ears of corn if you give me some cotton. And that's how it worked. Then they started adding dollars or currency with it. Well, I don't have to have cotton. If you want some corn, I'll give you some dollars for it. That's how things start working. And it works like that all around the world. Don't lose that when you come to church. We still need manufacturing. We still need wholesaling. And we still need retailing. We just want to be the ones that are able to capitalize on the manufacturing. And God wants to be able to capitalize on the manufacturing. That's why when he puts you in a process, he's looking for quality. He's looking for quality. It's not, I'm just going through. God is trying to work something out, smooth something out, because as he sends you through these processes, he wants to, when he puts you out there on display, he doesn't want people to turn away from you and say, it's no good. Or I've seen this before. He wants something fresh, vibrant, and dynamic that nobody's ever seen before. Like you walk through the mall and you see something real. Ooh, I like that. That's what God wants people to say when they see you. Not the same old, but something fresh, vibrant, and dynamic. So let me say it again. The process is the act or the action of preparing something, changing something, and treating a thing, whether it is foods or natural substances, as a part of an industrial operation. You got to see that the process that you're going through now for your next, God is trying to get you involved into a bigger scheme. Amen. He's going to pull you out of manufacturing because he wants to put you on display to the entire nation, even as it were the entire world. Think about engineering. Think about engineering. Engineering, you take many different parts and create gears and all of these things so you can be put on display. It goes through a process. It's also, you got to have quality management. We got to make sure each process goes through screening. So when we get the finished product, we don't have to break it all the way down because people just don't believe in the quality. Think about natural substances. Glory to God. Think about not only engineering, think about modern. I'm a modern day prophet. So if you're going to be a modern day minister of the gospel, you got to go through a process. Now, many of us just try to copy what we've seen before, but to be effective today, you got to go through a process. God is trying to work something out for the 21st century. I can't preach like Moses did. He had the Ten Commandments. Now I have an iPad. If I pull Ten Commandments out and try to be like Moses, nobody, what is he doing? He out of date. I got to work with what we have today. And the word is the same, but our methods must change concerning adapting to the season that we're in today. Can someone say amen? Substances. What about business? I explained to you just the basics as it relates to business. Manufacturing. Someone creates it, manufactures it. And then we move past that to taking it to wholesalers and then the retailers and then the consumer gets it. marketplace, same kind of processes and development. But I believe I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me this afternoon. God is about to do something with you. Some of you are already in the mix. How many of you can say, I feel like I'm already in the mix? I'm in the process. Absolutely. God is about to see, I'm decreeing and declaring, God is about to seek or pursue you. Now we hear the scripture saying, seek the Lord while he may be found. There's a shift coming. God is so intricately tied to what he's trying to get to you, he's about to snatch you out of the field, break you off the stalk, and start sending you through the process. He's seeking you out. That's why there's a lot of discomfort in the process for you. You're not satisfied with the status quo. You believe there's something bigger and better. Am I talking to anybody? There's something bigger and better. I can't just live like I've always lived. God told me to tell you, he's pursuing you. Watch this. He's pursuing or seeking you particularly. In other words, he knows your name. He knows your address. He knows what you came out of. He knows what you're involved in. And he says, I could select somebody else, but I want you. Glory to God. It's better than the NBA draft. Glory to God. Some teams know who they want. God said, listen, I'm even more intricate than them. I want you particularly. I'm about to do something in your life. I have something special for you to do. I have something special that I want you to do. I got to work you now. I'm going to work you real good. Get up on this. I'm going to work you real good. I'm going to make sure you got all of the impurities out. I'm going to smooth you out because you got some rough areas. I'm going to do everything I can so when I send you through manufacturing and I send you through, hallelujah, wholesaling and retail, nobody's going to keep you on the shelf. They're going to be snatching you off the shelf real fast. Glory, hallelujah, glory to God. Seeking and pursuing you particularly. Write it down. God told me to tell you he's about to sort you. He's about to sort you out decisively. He's going to seek you particularly, but he's going to sort you out decisively. In other words, he's already made a decision about it. He's made a decision that he chose you from the foundation of the world to be and to do a specific thing. And he's taking you through the process to make sure your next comes to pass. He's sorting me out. He's moving some things out of the way, sifting me, allowing me to be sifted to some degree, and only pulling out that which is valuable to take me through the process to be where he calls me to be. I'm not done yet. God told me I'm about to handle you. Now you hear people, don't try to handle me. God said, I'm laying my hands on you, and I'm going to shift you. Some of you, he's going to shake. Shake, handle you like that. Shake you out. I'm telling you just like he gave it to me. I'm about to handle you. Handle you in the rough way. Not no smooth way. I'm about to handle you. Snatch you out of your attitude. I hear a whole lot of people, oh, you don't handle me like that. God says, oh, I got hands on you. I'm going to handle you real good. Everybody been trying to get that attitude out of you. God says, I'm about to pull it out. Watch this. He's about to handle you firmly, not harshly, but it's going to be firm. In other words, the Lord says, as I put my hand on you, it's going to be a firm grip on your life. You won't escape it easily. You won't slip out of this one. Thank you, Lord. So, number one, he's going to pursue you particularly. He's going to sort you out decisively, and he's going to handle you firmly. Some people want the Jesus that just touches them and comforts them. But God said, I'm about to lay a firm grip on you. You won't be slipping and try straddling the fence and indecisive about anything. He's made a decision that this is for you and I'm going for it. Here's another one. I decree and declare that God is about to manage you definitely and differently. So the management that God is about to release or to enact in your life, the action that he's about to take, is very key. You're going to be managed differently.
not micromanage. He's going to give you a little rope as you move forward, as he grabs you, as he firmly grips you, but he's going to manage you differently with a little trust.
Ah, Jesus.
Can you be trusted? If he gave you keys, can you be trusted with the keys? Do you become a caretaker of the key, or do you just leave it on the shelf? I'm going to manage you different. Oh, you want to be there? You want to be the one in the limelight? Well, I'm going to give you keys of the kingdom. I'm going to allow you to open and unlock some things. I'm going to allow you to tear down some stuff, but I'm going to cause you to open it up. Now, you're going to just take that authority and put it on the shelf and act like it's you're nonchalant about what God is doing if he gives you the authority? Or are you going to take it serious? I'm going to manage you differently. I'm going to manage you with a little bit more grace. Manage you with a little more freedom and liberty, glory to God. I'm not going to have somebody barking over you. I'm going to give you some freedom to do whatever comes to your mind. What choices are you going to make? Are you going to ever have to be able to have somebody to release you to do what God has called you to do? Or do you need someone micromanaging you all of the time to make sure you don't slip up? Can you go for 6 months with nobody checking on you and you still do what's right? I'm going to manage you differently.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's another one. I'm going to treat you with authority and discipline. I'm not going to treat you with cakes and pies. I'm going to treat you with authority. I'm going to speak firmly to you. And I want you to be disciplined. And I will discipline you. That's what's coming. This process is a process of God handling us firmly, but treating us with authority. He's going to let you know I'm in charge. And the discipline is coming. Glory to God. Here's the last one. He let me know he's about to administer, or oversee your life graciously. He's going to administer, or oversee your life graciously. There's a measure of grace for the process. There's a measure of grace for the heat in the process. There's a measure of grace for the friction in the process of developing you for next. Developing leadership is a process. It's a complex process. It's a dynamic exchange. And those who are in relationship, or those within a relationship. Notice, if God is developing you to be a leader, he's not developing you to be a leader and you're not connected with no one. The leadership is tied to a relationship that you have. If he's developing you as a mother to be a leader over a son, you're in the relationship with the son. And he wants it to work out. So he'll develop you so you'll be more efficient as you work the leadership with your son. Notice, God is developing leadership. It is a process. It's complex. It's dynamic. It's a dynamic exchange in those who are in relationship. Why would God have you on the backside of the desert, as it were, John the Baptist, and you don't relate to anybody, and all of a sudden you're going to show up in the church and start laying hands on folk, and they just fall out under the power of the Holy Spirit? God wants you to be in a relationship as you're developing, or in the process of being a better leader. In other words, he's not going to wait until you finish before you start leading. He wants you to start leading even as he's processing you. Glory to God. Thank you, God. You don't have to wait until the battle is over to shout. And you don't have to wait until you're perfect before you lead. God says, take the one step forward and I'm going to work with you. I'm going to add the grace. I'm going to grab you firmly. I'm going to make sure I deal with you directly. I'm going to make sure I do what I need to do so you can do what God has called you to do. And you will be what I want you to be, because I chose you definitely. I didn't worry about no one else. I selected you for this. You've been trying to skate and pull back. You want to say, oh, I don't want to step on anyone's toes. God says, I chose you. you from the foundation of the world. I put my hand on you from the, I snatched you out of the world, pull you out of the community, brought you in the church for such a time as this. Now let me process you for next. Woo, Jesus. Developing leadership is a process. It's complex, it's dynamic, but it's done while in relationship. It's built over time. So we don't can't waste any time. It's built over time. Every second in this relationship is important. Take advantage of it. If you're in a relationship with me, take advantage of it. Pull from the anointing that's on me. See if you can get some type of audience, or sit and make sure while I'm ministering to the masses, you're at least taking notes. People want to meet with me directly, but they don't even check with the church. They don't even come to the live stream. And if you got with the live stream, if you make sure you were with the live, there are things that I'm saying every single week. And if you just apply some of it, you'll see God working some things out in your life. I'm more efficient when I deal with the masses now. As I get older, I can pour out to many. Glory to God. Sitting down, spending 5 hours with you, working something out, and you just take it or leave it when it's done. Well, I really like that, but I'm not going to apply anything that he told me to do. I'm just going to take up his time because I want to vent. That's not how we need to work right now. Remember, I'm even in a process. I'm becoming more efficient and effective and excellent in how I do, and I have to watch how I flow. Glory to God. Because I'm for the masses. I got to get this thing out. But God is pouring me out. I got to make sure that I'm saying what I need to say for the masses today. Come on, somebody. And if you want to work with me, you got to become a corresponding group to help me to do what God has called me to do. Are you an asset or a liability? And if you want to be an asset, get with the program. Come on, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's built over time between leader and follower. If you're not the leader, you should be ensuing a leader. And if you're the leader, you better be going somewhere that's profitable. You better know where you're going. You're not just wandering from one day to the next. Because people are not wandering today. If they see you're not leading, they're going to stop following. So somebody got to be out front. You criticize me because I say, you need to think about this. If I don't stand up, somebody else will. And I believe God has called me for this time. I'm not going to let no rocks cry out for me in praise. He said, if these be quiet, the rocks will cry out. I'm going to give God the due. Come on, give him praise right here. I'm going to give him praise. No rock is going to take my place. And you shouldn't have that mindset about anything that God is doing in your life. It's built over time. Take advantage of every moment. It's built over time between leaders and groups of followers who depend on each other. There's an interdependency. The leader needs the people and the people need the leader. As I was sharing with our candidates that were ordained on Sunday, there are two things that God wants you to function in. Number one, he wants you to preach the word. Number two, he wants you to involve yourself in pastoral care. In other words, you must love the people that you preach to. Now, we want them to love us, but they're not always going to love the leader. They wait for you to make one mistake, and then they, I can hate him for that. They make 10,000 mistakes every year, but can't handle one from a leader.
We interrupt this broadcast for a very important message.
Men, get ready for the premier men's conference of 2022. January 7th and 8th are the dates for the Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark.
An alpha male is described as being the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group.
At this conference, you'll learn how to be more dominant in decreeing and declaring blessings over your family.
Straight Up Alpha.
You'll discover how to become more powerful as a prayer warrior.
Straight Up Alpha.
And realize how to become more assertive in sharing your faith and becoming the alpha male God intended you to be. All sessions for the conference will be held on the ministry campus of Truth Revealed International Ministries, located at 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
The Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference, presented by the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Friday, January 7th, and Saturday, January 8th, 2022. For more information and to register for this conference, go to truthrevealed.org.
Straight Up Alpha.
Hey you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What you doing for New Year's Eve? Don't have any plans? Now you do.
Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's Eve celebration that will launch you into your net. This is your invite to Ignite 2021, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. This New Year's Eve praise party starts with powerful praise and worship, followed by a relevant and electrifying word from the modern-day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Ignite 2021 will have you releasing what happened in this year and ready to receive everything that God has for you in 2022. The site for this New Year's Eve worship experience is at Truth Revealed International Ministries, 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9. Get there early to make sure you have a seat. CDC guidelines will be enforced and face masks are mandatory. Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's celebration that will launch you into your net. Ignite 2021, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9 p.m. We want to see everybody in the place. How many bodies? Everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your personal copy of today's message from the next series, Processing You for Next, when you write or email us, use reference number 21102007. That's reference number 2110-2007. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Rejoice and be glad. I speak prophetically to you, for God has considered your trouble, and He has taken action. Even now, God has not estranged Himself from you in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of your adversity. I decree that death and despair are turned back in Jesus' name. The fear that stalks at noonday is now brought to nothing. The assault of hell against you is dissolved into nothingness. The slander and the lies are evaporating in the fires of the truth that is resident in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. You're coming out of this. You're coming out intact and in victory over all the powers of the evil one. Be lifted up and be encouraged in all things in Jesus' name.
There is joy within your presence.